A three-day event dedicated to an old peace treaty may sound a bit odd. However, this town's event draws thousands and can be traced back nearly a century. The story of Hometown Pride is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Hi, everybody. Chip Flory here, inviting you on an agricultural tour of Oregon July 27th through August 3rd. We'll tour Portland, view the International Rose Test Garden, visit Multnomah Falls, and cruise on the scenic Columbia River. Agriculture highlights include the Tillamook Forest Center, Bob's Red Mill Factory Tour, and a Willamette Valley Vineyard. All airfare, hotels, and more are included. For a free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
In the 1860s, Native American tribes and the U.S. government signed a major peace treaty here. It is an event still recognized today.
We have the peace treaty pageant itself to celebrate the signing of the 1867 peace treaty. They started talking about that in the teens, but with World War I going on, they shelved it until the 20s.
John Nixon shares the story from Medicine Lodge, Kansas.
They found that there was a chief ICO in Oklahoma that had been here in 1867 and could identify where it actually took place. So his nephew, George Hunt, brought him up here, and they toured him around, and he did, in fact, prove that where he believed it to be signed.
The first pageant was held here in 1927, and they've held the event every 3 to 5 years since.
It's just east of Medicine Lodge in an amphitheater, so it's outdoors, and it's just a beautiful thing to see with the covered wagons coming in from afar and all the Native Americans and cavalry and everything else. It's a sight to see. There'll be 5,000 or 10,000 people here a day.
And it's a three-day event.
They kind of create the history of Kansas with Coronado's expedition, and along with the peace treaty, there's a ranch rodeo, and there's a night show downtown where they have the saloon scene with the saloon girls and Carrie Nation coming in and crashing the saloon and giving her speech and terrorizing the crowd.
Plus many parades as well. It's a decades-old event recognizing these important pieces of history from South Central Kansas. Traveling the countryside in Medicine Lodge, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.